Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and family constellation facilitator here at the center. So we are back with another episode with another speaker, and I am extremely excited about this particular topic because I'm sure this is something that each and every single one of you would want to know more about. So the topic of today is, what are karmic relationships? So all about karmic relationship, what it is, how it influences our life and impact our relationships on a daily basis. And to tell us more about this particular topic, I would like to invite our very special guest for the day. Her name is Miss Nirja Hanta. She is a clinical hypnotherapist and chakra analyst, and she's been doing this for 14 years. So she will be sharing all her wisdom and all her insights about karmic relationships, and I cannot wait to get started. So thank you so much for joining me, Miss Nirja, today. It's such a pleasure to have you.
You're welcome, Nia.
So let's dive right in. Tell us, what exactly is karmic relationship? Because one thing that we know is everybody wants to have a great relationship, whether it's with their parents, their partners, and so on. Yet, that's also that area of our life where we don't really know how to navigate, and it can create a lot of turmoil, but as well as it can create a lot of beauty and fulfillment. So tell us more about, what are karmic relationships?
So Nia, yeah, we all understand what relationships are. And we get stuck when the word karmic relationship comes, yeah? So relationship which is pre-decided.
Okay.
That is even before you descend in the womb of your mother. Mm-hmm. So there are relationships which are pre-decided like that, and we call them karmic relationship. So there's this person called a very well-known psychologist calls it Sanam Hafiz. He says that karmic relationship is one that is filled with all consuming passion but is extremely difficult to maintain.
Wow.
So there is passion, there's attachment, there is love, but some or the other reason why you cannot come out of it, and it is very difficult to stay in it.
Wow.
So that is what karmic
relationship. So what's the difference between a karmic relationship and a toxic relationship?
If you don't understand your karmic relationship, mm-hmm. you don't understand the why of karmic relationship, it can change into toxic relationship. To make it toxic relationship is absolutely in our mm-hmm. hands, but we can only come out of it if we know and understand it. Otherwise, definitely it becomes a toxic relationship.
So like whenever we get into a relationship first, you meet a new guy, you meet a new girl, and it's super exciting. Obviously, we all want the same thing, which is a beautiful, loving, long-lasting relationship. But something obviously goes wrong, or it becomes difficult. So how, in that moment, how are we to understand that this is something that's karmic, or this is something that we have to live through? Or how do we navigate it in that sense?
So navigation comes later, but first of all, let's see, how do we know that this is a beginning of a karmic relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, what are some signs?
Yeah. So first sign is, have you heard about the word love at first sight?
Of course.
Yeah, we all have. So be very clear. Careful.
We all want that, don't we?
Please be careful with that, because okay. that is the first sign of a karmic relationship is the moment you look at somebody and you said, this is the one I want. Nobody else can do better than this. that's where you are getting into a karmic relationship.
Interesting.
Absolutely, you are getting into it.
Let's start with that, with that being the first one, which is love at first sight.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens exactly is this is a affair, this is a love, this is an attraction where everybody around you would be cautioning you against it. Everybody will be telling you, no, 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 not this one. But you will go blindfolded. That's why we call it the blind love also. So be very careful there.
Okay, so something that you're naturally drawn to, but you can't logically understand why, despite all the signs.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like you're in a state of hypnosis.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If you look at somebody, you are in trance and you say, don't know what happened to me. I just looked at him and I thought, this is the one. That's the first sign.
Wow.
Run away.
Run away.
Run away. If you will not, then the problem will start.
But you hear all these romantic stories of, you know, you meet this guy or like you see your eyes cross paths and then you just know it and they live long for like 90, 100 years, who knows?
Yeah.
Like, but what about love stories like that? Like, I feel like a lot of people are like romantics at heart.
Yeah. Nia, you remember as kids when we were there and we have cough or if there is a risk of us taking, getting any unhealthy, attracting any unhealthy thing, what would our parents do? They'll give us medicine.
Yeah.
And how will they give it to us? They'll put
they'll force it. Okay. I think we both have very different upbringing. I was forced.
No. So they put it in the honey, they'll put some sugar, something they will put in, and so that you find it very sweet.
Okay.
And you get attracted. It's only after you have it, you know, the last taste, something other than the sweet has come in.
I love that.
That's exactly what God does to us, universe does to us. The moment you see somebody with whom you have to complete your karmas, a personal karmic completion has to be done, it comes wrapped in a very beautiful gift package.
So I really want to understand this. So when you say to understand our karma, can you give us examples of what these, the reason for having these karmic relationships? Like tell us a little bit about karma in the first place and how defines a relationship.
Okay, so karma is definitely, see, people think karma is something to suffer. Okay?
Mm.
The truth is karma is something to teach you what you have not learned before. So we call it karmic learning. I therefore prefer to call karma as karmic learning.
Okay.
Because, you know, people have a very wrong association with the word karma. So if in a life, in this life or in any other life, you have not been able to complete the learning that you have come to do, then that you have to complete. If not now, the next life.
So this,
and that's just called karmic life.
So this is also taking into consideration of past lives existing.
Absolutely.
And if not past lives, perhaps ancestral.
Yeah, anything ancestral or evolutionary moments of yours, your evolutionary learning. We all evolve and learn, right? So all these things, otherwise past of this life. So, you know, if your mother is trying to teach you that you have to become a very good teacher, please do this BEd course, you do this course, that course, you will be a very good teacher. And you don't want to. You will do anything, but you will not take teacher's training course. Ultimately, you will have to do it. So you will realize that something happens in your life where you have no other choice but to become a teacher. So you are now learning. So learning is not necessary from the past life only.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So many a times, your partners are there to teach you, one, what you have not learned before.
Is it because there are only certain qualities that you can obtain through pain or through hard times? Is that the reason why?
Not trying to learn something through pain or through happiness or understanding is absolutely a choice. A free will we all are given. You know, when you go to school, a child goes to school, they cry, I have to be with my mom.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in the class. The teacher will teach. Now choice is yours. You want to complete that curriculum with playing with other kids? Or so there are some kids, they keep crying the whole day, the whole session they cry, and they don't learn. Well, they don't go to the other class. They still have to learn ABCD in the same class.
So how do you know a karma is done?
When in the same relationship, you get peace, your karmic relationship is okay, you have closed the karma with that person.
When you obtain peace
in the same relationship.
Okay. And
so there are, see, a lot of basically patterns, there are a lot of signs, there are a lot of those red flags,
yeah,
which you know that this is a relationship is going to be a karmic relationship. And most of them are like, in this relationship, you will have roller coaster of emotions.
Okay.
I can't leave you, but I can't love you. I can't live with you. Okay, so those emotions, sometimes you're so happy, so much in love. This one is made for me. And then you say, oh, where the hell, where have I got stuck into? So when you have these two things, emotions, roller coaster, karmic. Be very sure this is a karmic emotion thing. There is also a lot of codependency. You know, like you are a compliment to me. For example, I and you are partners in business. You are very good at taking initiative. So you'll start it very well. You will know exactly what you have to go. You have the whole blueprint of this. But then you'll take it to some level and then you say, I'm tired, I can't take it further. You need somebody to follow it up. So the other partner starts following it up. You can't do without my follow-up. I can't do without your taking initiative. So we both are dependent on each other. So this is codependency also.
Karmic relationship.
Absolutely.
And even within that, you are learning something.
Always.
And if you don't learn it?
If nothing else, at least I'm learning that it is okay to be dependent. If nothing else. Because we always think being dependent on somebody is something really very bad or
you are down
a loser
upon.
It's really looked on. No, maybe this is what I have come to learn on this earth.
And again, that will take you down to peace.
Absolutely. If I'm dependent on you and I'm in peace, this is karmic closing or this is karmic learning. But if I'm dependent on you and I am in pain, my learning is not complete.
Got you. Wow. So we have three now. So one is love at first sight, roller coaster of emotions, codependency.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, you do not know why you cannot live without that person. But at the same time, you know something is not correct here. And you don't know what. You know, interestingly, I'll give you an example. If, say, you are A and the person is B. Now, A is in love with B. B has no idea.
Yeah.
But A is only thinking about B all the time.
Yeah.
So A's part of the consciousness is with B.
Yeah.
They don't meet. They die.
Yeah.
Next life they come, they take birth into, birth as two individuals.
Yeah.
Now, B has a consciousness of A.
Yeah.
A has no clue out of it. B will look at A the very first time. Now he'll get stuck to A. I have to return her consciousness.
Really?
Yes. And A is wondering why this man is, you know, after my life. It becomes sometimes one-sided toxic relationship. Not knowing I am the one who was interested in it last time.
Oh my God.
And this is how that whole story comes up.
But how, so for, so if you're looking at it from like a very logical perspective, right?
Yeah.
So let's say Nia of today, I have no awareness of my past lives or so on. Wouldn't that naturally make me feel helpless for attracting these men who are obsessed with me, let's say?
Yeah.
So what do I, as Nia, who's completely clueless about my actions of the past, what do I do now in this life to deal with this mess?
Just try to understand what this person is teaching you. That's all. So see, if this person is making you feel helpless, then helpless, this is not the only person or not the first time you have felt helpless. You have had a past of helpless. You have a pattern of helpless. Please go and heal those helplessness. There are inner child in you.
Yeah.
you know, you have to heal them. They are the ones who have helplessness emotion. Heal all of them. Helplessness will go. You do. This man does not need to teach you helplessness anymore.
So your so energy
you don't,
shifts.
Yeah, so you don't have to actually every time go and do the past life regression or past life regression therapy. No, with your knowledge, understanding, awareness, you can do it. Even in this life, you
just
can
by
it.
Asking, what are you learning from this? Absolutely. Or what is it teaching? And how I love
it,
that.
How is it benefiting me?
How is it benefiting me?
That's it. Because if it is not benefiting me, I will never ever attract anybody. Even any circumstance in my life or any emotion in my life if it is not benefiting me.
Can you give us an example of these benefits in a toxic relationship or like a karmic relationship?
Oh God, so many of them. And most of them of mine. But okay, so now say this person is there who is very arrogant.
Okay.
And this person does not have any idea how he's hurting and making other people helpless.
Okay.
All right. Now she attracts a partner who is much more arrogant than her.
Okay.
And now because of his arrogance and his behavior, and she cannot leave him, it's a karmic relationship, she is going through helplessness herself now. Now she understands how it feels when you are arrogant with others and how you make them feel helpless. Now you will learn it. This person, because of his arrogance, starts getting very and very humble. Lesson learned.
Got you. So what you're also getting to is now there are certain qualities that a human being needs or have to be in. For example, if you're saying, if you're looking at being humble and arrogant, I feel like they both have their perks, yeah. Right? So how would you know that being arrogant is a good thing or a bad thing? Or how can we judge that being humble is the right way to be or not? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Look, Nia, being humble or being arrogant are both part of this universe, a duality.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They both are needed here.
Yeah.
Right? Person who's teaching you to be humble by his arrogance, for him that arrogance is okay. But if I'm using my arrogance to hurt the other person, then it is not okay for me. For me, I have come to learn humbleness. That is my path. It will give me peace. Mm. If you have come to exercise arrogance in your life, you will get peace in being arrogant. It's as simple.
It always comes down to being at peace.
Peace with yourself, yeah. Whatever emotion it is, are you at peace? If you are at peace, done. Then this is what you have come to learn.
Wow, I love
And how
that.
Can I learn to be humble if I do not see what is arrogance? Because on earth, we learn everything through duality. If I'm humble, you are humble, she's humble, everybody's humble. How would we know what is arrogance? Or how do we know that being humble is important or good?
Yeah.
Only when you are arrogant, I will understand, okay, I don't the have value. To be arrogant. So I have to be humble. Then I will understand what humbleness is. But I have to go through arrogance to understand humbleness.
And it's all through experience, isn't it?
All through experiences.
You can't just think your way or understand your way out of it.
No, that's why we've got a body to experience.
So now that we've touched base on karmic relationships, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at the positive side of things, which is soulmates. So are they karmic relationships as well?
Yeah, can be, cannot be. Maybe, may not be. Because very important, few more signs that you have to understand first so that I can take you to the soulmates and I can make the compare. With karmic relationships, you have extreme fear of ending. You can't let it end it.
Oh,
because
wow.
Your soul understands my lessons are not complete and what happens if I end this relationship. So fear of ending is big time issue.
So when you have a fear of ending a relationship, your soul feels it hasn't learned.
Absolutely.
But isn't the very fact that it has ended a sign that it is meant to end?
Yes, meant to end only after your learnings are complete, not before that.
So you're saying if you end a karmic relationship with this fear of ending, you will
always have the fear, you will never be able to end it. So you'll continue in the pattern. So a lot of time you will see in this relationship, union and breakups keep happening. You'll break, yeah. Then you'll go back,
pattern,
big time pattern. And then we say, this person, how stupid this person is. Why can't she break? Can't she see this man is so toxic in his life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see. You can see. Everyone can see. Mm. Only she cannot see because she's yet to finish her learning with this guy.
Mm-hmm. What about in a scenario, let's say a girl and a guy in a toxic relationship, and if, let's say, one of them chooses to break up, but the other one has this fear. So in terms of the lessons learned, is she still learning the lesson or is he?
She's still learning. And even if she attracts another person in her life, he will also come and teach her the same.
Same thing.
Somebody will come and teach you. You have to learn. Might as well learn with the known devil is better than the unknown one. But you can end the relationship only by completing your learning, which I'll tell you later about how to navigate yourself.
Okay.
Coming back to your question, what is the difference in soulmates and
karmic relationships?
Yeah, soulmates are also made at the soul level. This relationship is also decided on the soul level.
Okay.
But soulmates help you to know and understand your self-worth.
Your self-worth.
Yep.
Okay.
But karmic relationship only and only teaches you to complete your lessons that you have left behind.
Okay, let's unpack. So soulmates teach you self-worth, and karmic
helps you to complete your learning. So with karmic relationship, you learn how to live in this world, on this earth, complete that learning.
Mm.
But soulmates help you to know and understand your self-worth.
Right.
That's a basic difference.
That's beautiful. So now tell us a little bit more about how do we navigate this? What are some tools and techniques that people who are in karmic relationships and, you know, they're probably having a tough time and they don't know what to do?
Yeah.
What do they do? How do you navigate this?
It is not very easy to walk away from these relationships. That is for sure.
Yeah.
You need enough of strength. Enough of strength is needed to break away from this very intense relationship.
Yeah.
But where will we get the strength from? So two ways. Either inner strength or outer strength. Mm-hmm. So to get the inner strength, you need understanding and awareness and inner healing. You know, there are people who can heal themselves by just knowing and understanding and the wisdoms.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot do that, then you need to go to therapists. You need to get outer strength. You need to get outer help. And it is absolutely okay. Unfortunately, we think if I have lost the way, I shouldn't be asking the directions. I don't know why. But there is definitely something about our egos in asking the directions. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it is there. So ask.
Yeah.
Meet. They will help you to move out. But important thing is you definitely need to focus on your inner healing. You have to focus on healthy communication.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very important to resolve the relationships.
So one option is seeking external help for direction. Other is for better communication, through better communication.
And then the other one that I would suggest is focus on your self-worth.
Mm.
That is important. Self-respect. Go to the past of this life, go to the past of any other life.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But wherever is the core issue, the point from where you have lost your self-respect or your self-worth, you have to go and get it back from there only.
Yeah.
You cannot, not possible that you lose something here and you go and find it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You have to go back there. So you have to go to the core issue where you have lost it, find it, heal it, bring it back with you.
Because when you think about it, relationship it is that one time that your entire identity is very much entangled in it, right?
Absolutely.
And when you stray away from that, or when you break up with that, it's also that time where you will question your identity and what your worth is due to the actions of someone else.
Yes. And when we ask all these questions, we are in pain. The only question we have to ask is, how did it benefit me?
How did it benefit me?
Every time I come back to this.
So my takeaway from our conversation today is A, coming to acceptance. So in whatever relationship you are, coming to acceptance, looking at what is this teaching me and how is this situation or person benefiting
me.
And through seeking external help, through therapy, through better communication and focusing on your self-worth, this is how you navigate.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ms. Neeraja, for sharing all of this insight. This was truly, truly amazing. And I had such a great time speaking to you. And hopefully we will have you back with another topic, another episode. Until then, we will have to say goodbye for now. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. We hope you have a great day ahead and live life. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.